Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE, and what a thrill and a pleasure to welcome Loudon Wainwright to the program. And Loudon, welcome. Let me just start right there. Thanks for coming on.
Great to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, I think I was saying before we got on the air, I just like, you know, what a pleasure it is. And I did get to meet you briefly. I'll get to that in a little bit. But we want to say right from the top here that you will be performing at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, which is to take place July 25th through the 27th in Goshen, Connecticut. That's coming right up. Have you played that festival before?
You know, I have never played it. I've certainly have heard of it and know people that have done it, but this will be my first time at Falcon Ridge.
Well, first of all, let me ask you how your summer's going. Let me be nice.
Oh, okay. It's going pretty good. You know, I got a total hip replacement in May, so I'm hobbling around on my new hip.
Yes.
And that's going well, you know, swimming and
oh,
even
good.
Got in the sailboat the other day, so I'm on the mend.
That's good.
It's a quiet summer. I'm just doing a few select engagements, like the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, of course.
Right.
But everything's going so far so good this summer.
Good. Well, a speedy recovery from that to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I mean it. Speaking of festivals, I was kind of thinking about it. I was wondering how your feelings are about festivals, let's say, versus your solo concerts or being on a bill, let's say, with one other artist or something of that nature. Like how that feels, or if that's still something you enjoy doing.
Yeah, I mean, a festival's fun. I mean, it's festive, ideally. And, you know, playing outside or underneath a tent is always, well, it depends on the sound system. I'm sure they got it together over there at Falcon Ridge. But no, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just going to do a concert that night. I mean, I will admit that, you know, years and years of, I've been playing for more than 50 years and I've done a lot of festivals.
Yeah.
And what I don't like is what do they call it? Workshops, where you have to sit on stage with some other singer-songwriters and pretend that you love what they're doing and
wait for them just to come around to you again.
Right. I hate that. It's like, it's like I feel unclothed in that situation. When I'm on the stage, I'm a bit of a stage hog. I like to have all the focus on me at all times.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. But you know, I suspect you're being a slightly facetious and, as typical of your character, incredibly honest and transparent as well. Well, first of all, do you know when in that from the 25th to the 27th that you're scheduled yet?
I believe that it's on the 27th, which is the Sunday. And I'm going to guess and say that it's around 4 o'clock, but I don't know for sure.
All right. Well, we can certainly
check your local listings.
For sure. And so you're going to close up the joint. It sounds like that's pretty cool. Do you like to hang out when you're at the festivals, though, and check out some of the you know, young kids that come in, the folks, other folks? And I mean, is that part of?
Oh, I hate that. That's my idea of a terrible time.
Yeah. Okay. I'm starting to get. I'm starting to get the whole vibe and picture here.
There I am, being facetious and honest at the same time.
Yeah. It's possible.
You know, I occasionally you see wonderful things at a festival, and I bought my I'm holding it up for the camera so you can see it, but your listening audience can't see it. I played at a big folk festival in Australia. I think it was called the Blue Mountain, and I bought myself a ukulele, so that was a good festival experience. Festivals are fun. I love them.
Yeah. There's some of the bigger ones like we have. Have you heard of the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival? Have you?
I have not.
Oh, that's up here. You should check that out some point if you're really. That's a big, big, big weekend for a lot of people. It's a real destination where they plan their entire year around that festival, and they camp there, and it's kind of crazy. But they have some wonderful, you know, music, not just bluegrass, but, you know,
Right.
rootsy. Anyway, so you'll be there on the 27th. You don't care about the other acts, but they, alternatively, but they must, like, you must be approached all the time by some of those folks, and they're like so pleased to meet you there at the festival. Something they may not get if you're doing one of your solo All About Loudon shows.
You mean you're more accessible, as it
You,
were.
well, yeah, unless you have security or something.
Well, you know that. Do you know what Kayamo is?
Sure, this cruise.
Yeah, so I've done that a couple of times. So that's a situation where you're on a boat,
Oh
for
yeah,
people who, yeah, you're trapped.
you are trapped,
You
yeah.
know, you and John Prine and Richard Thompson and Emmylou Harris are all on
Right.
a Steve Earle are on a boat somewhere, and you can get caught in the elevator with some fan who
Enthusiastic fan, yeah.
wants to know everything I can possibly remember about being on MASH, for instance,
Right, I forgot. That's right.
which but you know that's part of the hey, I shouldn't be bitching about this stuff. I'm happy that people are interested enough to want to come up to me and say hello or ask me a question.
Well, it's not completely their fault because you did write a memoir, and it kind of brings things a little bit full circle because I got to see you in one of your prior residential cities, Saratoga Springs, last maybe 2 year, 2 ago, where you played at Cafe Lena. I'm sure you remember that night pretty well, and you were signing your memoir, which is
Yeah.
called Liner
Liner
Notes,
notes.
and it has a really, really, I'm not going to use the term masturbatory subtitle because it's not, we're on the radio here, but it has a really funny long subtitle on parents and children, exes and excess, death and decay, and a few of my other favorite things. And I read it, and I mean, it was really, really beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it was a beautiful thing. I mean, it was funny as you would expect, but it was also, it went deep a lot about your relationship with your parents and your children and what it means to be a musician and the marriages and everything. It was right out there.
Yeah, it was a wart and all memoir.
Right, exactly. Facetious and transparent, right?
I guess so. I'm
Yeah.
glad you liked it.
I did like it a lot, and you were kind enough to sign it. I, you know, when I met you, and I mentioned I work at this radio station not far from here, but you're more like, okay, somebody else is waiting behind you, kind of thing. But it was a pleasure to, I'm kidding, but it was a pleasure to read it, and it does open the door to so much about who you are, and so people do feel when they're in an elevator or on a ship on the Lido deck with you that they have almost like a right to invade your and your life,
Yeah,
right?
I
Through
let
your
me grab it.
songs and
I
that.
yeah, it's not a problem. I can walk
Okay.
down the street. Nobody bothers me. Or,
That's good.
so far, no one has taken a shot at me. I'm okay.
Well, thank goodness. Well, once again, I've been speaking with the great singer-songwriter Loudon Wainwright and author, among other things, actor. The Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, again, will take place July 25th through the 27th. Loudon will be there on the 27th. Check their website and social media, I guess, for specifics. It's in Goshen, Connecticut, and it's like been going on for many, many years. And it's great that you're finally able to perform there. Thank you so much for coming on the Midday Show, Loudon. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure.
Good talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Same here. Again, speedy recovery on that hip.
Thanks.
All righty. Have a good day.
Take care.
You too.